Well, that's all, folks. This is the finale to the Date 4-part series. And this has been in the works for a really long time. Probably, I would say, I think it would have to be July, August. I can't remember now. It would be a month before September, October, November. Yeah, August. Right? Yes, I've been working on this since August. So it's really nice to have it be complete. I worked on this with a friend, and they provided a lot of inspiration, so it's nice working with them. It taught me a lot. You know, I don't know if I would do another series quite like this. I think that maybe something that's not cliffhangery. Like, I wanted each part to be its own story, and it is. But I'm thinking if I do a series in the future, that maybe they should, like, take place on different nights. And they shouldn't have an ending where you have to wait, where you know that, like, what the next part is going to be. That might be a better way to do it than how I did it this time. Instead of one long night, you know, the next one could take place over months or who knows what. So it's not just dragging on and on and on. I don't know if it felt like that for you guys. I just felt like this series might not have been too popular. But you can let me know. I'm not sure. But this felt like a really good ending for the series. And I love how satisfying it is. And they had a lot of fun. And I love how even when they finally do get caught in the act, they just keep going. And they're still having fun. And they're making the most of it. And I love that. That wasn't going to rain on their parade. That probably made it more fun for them. So I'm happy for this couple. Another thing that I learned from this experience is about working with other people on an audio series. It's one thing if you're doing a one-off piece where you can work together and then that's it. But if you're working on a series, it can be a bit challenging. And I think you really have to know what you're getting yourself into. And I think that you have to have the right relationship with the person that you are doing the series with. You have to know that you're still going to be friends a month or two down the line. And you have to know that no one's going to take anything too personally if things don't turn out how they were thinking it would. Like, this friend did provide inspiration and had ideas about plot and stuff like that. And you know what? I'll be honest. They did not like what I did with the ideas. If you're listening right now, sorry. But this is a commentary, so I want to get everything out and just talk about the whole experience with making the series. I had mentioned that I worked with a friend on this. There was an audio that I wanted to do, and I told my friend about it, and they loved the idea, and they wanted to help out with it. Well, then I had all these other ideas, too. They started coming to me, like, bam, bam, bam. So I was telling my friend about them, and then they said, well, hey, maybe we can combine all these ideas, and we can just make it one long series with the exact same couple, and it'll just be one really long night. One long date night. And that is how this whole thing was born. In my mind, these were all separate fantasies, and they were each going to be a different audio, possibly with the same couple, but it was going to be taking place on different days. But I did like the idea of it all just being one day. My friend offered ideas, and did a really good job with doing that. Very, very, very detailed ideas. And I was so thankful. And it was so nice to work with someone on this project because I loved collaborating on it so much. And it was really, it meant a lot to me too. But the thing that you have to realize about collaborations like this is that this is a long collaboration. We knew it was going to be four parts. And I think something that's important to remember is that you two should probably be on the same page about where the story is going, and no one should be too attached to an idea. You've got to be flexible when working with someone else on a big project like this. You can't take anything too personally. Since this was my first time working on a project like this, I learned a lot about who the ideal collab partner would probably be, and it might not be who you think it would be. I think it's got to be someone who, as I said, they have to be able to take you changing something. They can't be too attached to an idea or take offense to anything that you have to say. Mainly, in a way, you can't be too close to the person that you're working with. Because you don't really know what's going to happen during the duration of the project. Things might start off well, and then things can start going south, and you're doing a whole several-month project with them. So it should be someone who you have already have a good working relationship with. Or you could start with just one or two pieces. If anybody wants to take any of my advice, if anyone's planning on doing anything like this, any writers out there, any performers, start with something with two parts maybe, and then go from there. Well, do a one-off with that person first, and then something with two parts, and then go from there. Because your working relationship might not be as good as whatever other relationship you have with the person. I will say right now that some of the issues I had with this project were I did part three, and the person who I had collabed with did not like my audio at all. That's actually why I did a new part three. They were really not happy with it. They didn't think that I conveyed their thoughts very well. And there was a lot of stuff they didn't like about it. So that's why I did a third one, my own third one after that, which used a lot of the same ideas. I'm actually going to post the third one as a bonus. The first part three. It could be an alternative universe or something. And then I ended up doing part four all by myself because it seemed like the collaboration was over. They had pretty much told me the collaboration was over and that they didn't want to continue working with me. So too much information. I don't know. I like to be honest with you guys. And especially since this is commentary, you can know what happens behind the scenes. yeah. I think they're over it. I think they'll work with me again. But it was something. I think, again, when you're working on something, such a huge project that goes on for several months, the collaboration, it's possible for it to just fizzle out. And so you have to realize that that can happen. So I really did learn a whole bunch from this experience, and I am glad to have that experience.